Well, it's one of the most hotly debated questions of the last decade or more. How can the world drastically cut carbon dioxide levels without shutting down industry? Some scientists are suggesting it could be as simple as plant more trees. A new report says we could reduce our global CO2 levels by 25% simply by increasing the amount of forest across the globe. Worldwide, we'd need about an extra 500 billion trees. But some are questioning whether a mass greening is feasible in Australia. Gavin Coote reports.
When you think of the typical Australian landscape, it's likely a eucalyptus gum comes to mind. But in some of the most heavily cleared parts of the country, it's been an uphill battle re-greening the hills and plains.
We're in the part of Australia west of the Blue Mountains, which has been the longest settled by Europeans. So we've got a massive history of clearing of vegetation, even for things as fundamental as firewood and fence posts. And there's a realisation of that now.
Sue Wakefield runs a nursery on the New South Wales Central Tablelands and has dedicated a big chunk of her life to replanting trees.
Everyone likes to look at a well-treed landscape. It's really important on so many different levels for humans as well as for wildlife and the environment.
But restoring tree numbers isn't just for nurturing the soil or the local wildlife population. It's long been touted as a way of tackling climate change. And a report published in the journal Science Today backs up that claim. It argues the reforestation of land on a global scale could cut the amount of carbon in the atmosphere by 25%. This would involve planting an extra 500 billion trees worldwide, with scientists saying the tropical east coast of Australia could play a big role. But not everyone's convinced simply planting more trees would dramatically solve the carbon problem. Dr. Rachel Nolan is from the Hawkesbury Institute of the Environment, just west of Sydney.
With climate change, particularly in Australia, we're expecting an increased instance of drought and fire. And of course, with drought and fire, these trees may be killed.
She's unsure whether the east coast of Australia is actually feasible for the level of mass reforestation being proposed.
Often these better climates, you know, that's where we grow our food, that's where we live, and that land is very expensive, and it's not necessarily feasible to turn that into revegetation.
So with Australia's eastern seaboard, the home of millions of people, could the trees fit into our most populated cities? Linda Beaumont from Macquarie University is closely watching the urban greening movement and studying the replanting of native tree species across more than 80 urban areas of the country.
So I'm sure that everybody is aware of how on a very hot day you go outside, you stand in the sun versus you stand under the shade. You can feel that difference in the microclimate that the tree has to offer. So planting trees not only helps to impact or to reduce temperatures within urban areas, but it also then has flow-on positive impacts, such as reducing the reliance on electricity to cool our buildings.
Back at the rural plant nursery, Sue Wakefield can't say just how big a role she might be playing in tackling climate change.
Whether or not we're sucking up enough to offset a great big coal mine somewhere, I don't know. But all of the layers of vegetation have a really important role in sucking up carbon. And so it's all playing a role.
And that report was from Gavin Coote.